Oh, hi, it's Mac. So call me here, and this is, well, something I haven't done for a wee while, although I have actually performed the act of doing, but I haven't been in a position to record what I'm doing, and that is a rat arse boo, a real ill tasting boo. As I said, I have drank quite a few, especially over the past week down in Yorkshire. I've sampled a few, well, I say a few, basically about one or maximum two in any one day. So I'm not really a drinker nowadays, and I haven't done a rat arse boo for a while. So it's been up to some of the other guys who joined in on this wee feature to be able to do those odd pieces of audio, the reviews on the real ales that they've been tasting. And I've been following them because it's still good to hear. Sometimes it's very tempting just to dive out and get one that they've just given a 5-star rating to. So anyway, what am I doing today? Well, I picked one off the shelf because it's one I haven't had for a long while, way back when I first started drinking real ales. And it's Theakston's Old Peculiar, the Legend. And it's, if I remember correctly, it's a dark ale, a dark real ale. Now, I'll read you a wee bit off the label. It's established 1827. Theakston's Legendary Ales. Old Peculiar, the Legend, alcohol 5.6% by volume. Okay, so, and hold on a minute, it says a wee bit in this label. It says sponsors of the Theakston's Old Peculiar Crime Writing Festival, Harrogate. Well, Harrogate is in Yorkshire. It's a well-known town in Yorkshire, very popular for the tourists. So anyway, I'm trying to read this badge label at the top of it, but you know my eyes is getting so damn bad. I'm having to carry a wee spyglass about, even though I do wear glasses. Anyway, I'll read it from the back then. This is The Cold Embrace by Stuart McBride. Oh, that's a wee poem, I think. The dead never leave you. That's why I love them. That is peculiar. Is that why they call it Old Peculiar? I don't know. Anyway, Theakston's Old Peculiar Crime Writing Festival. Okay. With mysterious origins long lost in the mists of Masham time, Masham, it's actually Masham, Masham, it's pronouncing it, which is in Yorkshire. And I know it very well because that's where the brewery is in Yorkshire, and they knock out some gorgeous ales, by the way. Old Peculiar is the perfect beer to sponsor the Crime Writing Festival in Harrogate and the Old Peculiar Crime Novel of the Year, chosen by members of the public. We have featured six exclusive 10-word novels on the back of our bottles for you to enjoy. Ah, I guess that's what the Cold Embrace was all about. Okay. Legendary Strong Ale contains barley and wheat. T&R Theakston Limited, Masham, Ripon, near North Yorkshire, I should say. Okay, so 5.6% volume, and this is a 500 ml bottle. So, obvious thing to do is get it popped open. Let's see what the BBC tastes like after all those years of not having one. Okay. So straight out, sniffing from the bottle, double bottle. It really does. It's have a dark ale smell. I suppose it's hard to describe to people if they've never tasted ales and light ales and amber ales and dark ales and black ales. It's hard to describe. It's almost like a malty, dark, malty, burnt kind of amber. Not amber as in light amber, I should say burnt amber, not amber. That's about the best I can do. I had a discussion with my wife out there about how do you explain to people what certain things are, and you can't. So anyway, we'll pour some out. Okay, poured into a half pint tumbler, and it is dark. It's richly dark, and has a head and a half pint tumbler glass, about half an inch thick. But it's a very, very light head, and I guess that's just going to dissipate. That's a great word, dissipate. It's dissipating as I talk, actually. So the head is dissipating very quickly. So unlike a Guinness or a stout, which would hold its head all the way down the glass. So first tasting. Oh yeah. Yeah. So long, my friend, since I tasted you. And I remember the first time I drank Old Peculiar. this wonderful, wonderful flavour that just smacks you right in the gob. In other words, it caresses your taste buds in your mouth. It's just so damn rich in flavours. And if you haven't listened to any of my Ratash Brew before, I'll explain that my tasting procedure is always, not just tasting, but drinking experience is always to take a fairly large mouthful and squish the whole thing in my mouth before it goes over to release everything that ale has got to provide for us, or me, or whoever. So, let's have another glass. Oh yeah, honest to goodness. Now I remember why I like this beer so well. It's full of flavour. It's full of all the things I said. Malty, kind of barley, like burnt toast. All those rich, dark flavours that you'd expect in a dark ale. But the difference between this and many other dark ales, many dark ales are just purely dark. They have sort of a one strong flavour. And everything else is kind of hidden. I'm going to use a terrible term here for ales, and I'm going to get slagged off for this, but it has a wonderful bouquet in your mouth. Bouquet is when you smell a wine or a champagne, or not champagne, I suppose, wines and things. You know how they swirl it in the glass and smell the bouquet? Well, I'm talking about a tasting bouquet, because once this goes down, I'm swallowing just now and I haven't had another drink. It's just, it's filling up. The taste buds are just salivating with a horrible thing. Don't picture that too intensely. No, the flavours are just, they're not lingering. They're just still popping about inside my mouth and in the back of my tongue. So much so that I'm producing so much saliva. Just still aftertaste, if you like, of this ale. So really wonderful, dark and rich. But not dull, boring, dark and rich, but full of life. It's a peculiar old name for a beer that's so damn good. So peculiar. Yeah. That's got to be one of the best dark real ales on the market. It's won awards, I know that. It's won awards for many a year, as has the brewery themselves for all the kind of stuff about the Black Sheep Brewery and things like that. They've won awards. And would you believe that I actually drove past Massam just the other day there on a wee tour, and not in North Yorkshire, but not far away from it. I'll tell you what they do. I'll tell you a wee story about that. They have an annual steam traction engine fair there every year, and it's a wonderful place to go and visit. Not a big town, just a little town village, really. But what makes it so brilliant is this brewery. It draws people from everywhere. So anyway, I won't linger, unlike the aftertaste of this wonderful ale, because that half pint has now gone. Yeah, as quick as that. Who's saying I had a big mouth? Hmm. I did say that. Anyway, so I'm going to pour out the next half pint. And enjoy another half pint of this wonderful beer. Texan's legendary, old peculiar, the legend, and well named as far as I'm concerned. Another thing I did notice about this was that the tasting notes seem to have been, I don't know, give me a sec, I thought it had been abandoned at the sake of all this crime writing and murder mysteries and stuff, but now that my eyes are accustomed to the light inside the garage here, I'll read out a wee bit on the neck. Label, it says it was a custom at the time. The seal of peculiar of Massam. That's the heading. Theakston's most famous beer takes its name from the seal of the peculiar court of Massam, which was granted back in the 12th century. It was a custom at the time for the church to administer the law, and this provided too arduous a task for the then Archbishop, who was based in York. So, with due archiepiscopal aplomb, he set up the independent peculiar court, headed up by the peculiar of Massam. So there's where that name's come from. It's not all about just giving a beer a name. It's used in part of the history, as part of the history of the diocese, if you like, of Massam. How brilliant is that? Every day's an education, especially for me. Cheers, Slange, or wherever your toast is. All the best. Oh, I need to get another bottle. Right, after tea, back up the street, quick.